Protests in Greece shake up the country. Azerbaijan tightens restrictions on Christians and flexes new muscle. And audio Bibles in 8 new languages give hope to nearly 3 million people. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, celebrating 20 years of ministry, service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. A national strike over budget cuts brought Greece to a standstill this week. The Prime Minister offered to step down to make way for a national unity government. AMG International's Paul Jenks says
the primary parts of this austerity movement will be to privatize those enterprises in the healthcare and in education and in all the utilities,
which means tax hikes and deep cuts to wages and benefits. AMG's St. Luke's Hospital has already done some belt tightening.
Some of the insurance companies were just refusing their insured clients because they basically made no payments. We've had to cut salaries of the staff there by about 7%, trying to bring the hospital in line with the reduced income that we do have.
The bright side? Refugees from Egypt and Libya are coming to Greece.
There are opportunities in times of crisis for the hope that we have in Jesus Christ to be proclaimed, perhaps even with a louder voice and with greater clarity than when times are good.
Next, a recent church raid seems a fitting start to a proposed new law in Azerbaijan. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith confirms that without a warrant in hand,
police and local officials of the state body that works with religious organizations conducted some sort of a raid against a Baptist church.
Attacks like these could increase if the new law is put into effect. Parliament approved its 13th restrictive amendment on the religion law last week, which will make it even harder for religious groups to register. Griffith confirms Forum 18's findings that if the president signs off on the law,
it would raise the required number of adult founders for a religious community from 10 to 50. It would introduce some new controls on religious education and increase controls the state requires religious bodies or centers to have all over communities under their jurisdiction.
Pray for believers to remain bold in the gospel proclamation and to be safe in the trying times to come. You're listening to Mission Network News. Peru's president-elect Ollanta Humala is set to take office July 28th, but Christians are wondering about the country's future. The Mission Society's Martin Reeves is involved in church planning, discipleship, and children's ministry there. He says it could mean change for Peru,
but not a positive direction, as he is closely associated to Chavez in Venezuela. So we're just looking to see what he's going to do in the future.
Religious freedom could become an issue, which would be disappointing, because Reeves says they're seeing incredible growth.
In the last 4 years, we've planted 4 churches and started a dozen discipleship groups, and starting with ministering to 20 children, we are now ministering to several hundred children, youth and adults, on a weekly basis, and God is just doing incredible things.
Reeves says God is at work.
He has placed a tremendous spiritual hunger, and they're just calling out for God to know that peace and hope that comes only through Jesus Christ.
Next, Faith Comes By Hearing has just completed 8 new recordings for their audio scripture catalog. The need for audio scripture translation is great for people who have no written version in their heart language. Newest recordings will reach people groups from Sudan and Peru to Cameroon and Brazil. The 8 languages represented offer the exciting opportunity to touch lives of 2.9 million people who didn't have access to the gospel. To learn more about this growing ministry, just visit our website. And the Seed Company is celebrating progress at their Deaf Bible Translation Center in Kenya. Not only are they working on translating the Bible into DVD for the deaf, but they're also putting together notes for digging deeper into the scriptures. The team has a long way to go yet. They only have 1 certified translator checking their work. Pray they stay focused. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan, now in our 20th year. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available the 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World. Get your copy today by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.